It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Pastor Keith Manley, and it's my joy every weekday to come and share with you a great new fresh oil message that God has put upon my heart to strengthen you and encourage you. And this week is a special week. We're continuing on the message of In Him. This comes from a new book that I just wrote called In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You. And it's so foundational for the child of God to understand this message of what it means to be found in Christ Jesus. Today we come to an important truth. It's this, that we find rest in Him. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my joy is easy and my burden, it's light." Friend, that's such a powerful word from Jesus Himself. Come to Him and we will find rest. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, the writer of Hebrews said this, "There remains therefore a rest for the people of God, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his." You know, the Sabbath day was all about rest, not just the rest we find for our bodies when we cease from our physical labor, but it spoke about Christ Jesus, because in Him we find a rest from the spiritual treadmill of works, trying to be good enough where God would one day accept us. See, life has a way of just wearing us down. The weight of responsibility, the press of expectations on our life that we have all these things expected of us, the sting of failure. So many times, failure knocks you down the rungs of the ladder. And the endless demands of this world, they oftentimes leave us weary, friend. Sometimes in body and other times in soul, our mind just gets so emotionally tired. And we get into that weariness that Jesus speaks about here in Matthew chapter 11, where we're burdened down with the cares of this life. And so what did Jesus say? He said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." See, friend, in Him, we find a rest, not just for our bodies, but our spirit and our soul, our mind, our thoughts, feelings, and our emotions. Notice what He doesn't say. He doesn't say, "Try harder, and you'll find peace." He doesn't say, "Earn my approval, and then you'll get rest." He simply says, "Come." See, rest isn't found in religion. It's not found in rituals or your performance by obeying rules. It's found in Him. Rest is not an idea, friend. Rest is a person. It's the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus described His rest in two ways here. First, He promises, "I will give you rest." See, this is the rest of salvation, the gift of grace. When we come to Him with the burdens of sin on our life, He removes it from our shoulders and He replaces it with His righteousness, His forgiveness. He puts the robe of righteousness on you. And this is the rest that comes from knowing that we're accepted and loved and we're secure in Christ. But then He adds, "You'll find rest for your souls." This is the rest of daily trusting Him regardless of what's going on in your life. The peace that we find of walking with Him. And it's discovered as we take on His yoke and we learn from Him. See, a yoke was a wooden beam that it held two oxen together, allowing them to pull as one, so their strength was doubled. And to take Christ's yoke, it's to be joined with Him, walking side by side with Him and letting Him bear the weight. And He assures us, My yoke is easy, and my burden, it's light. Why is that, friend? Because he carries the weight, and we simply walk in step with him. We follow him. Hebrews chapter 4, it expounded on that truth, and it declared that there remains a rest for the people of God. Just as God rested on the seventh day from all of his work of creation, so we rest in trying to earn our salvation. We rest in knowing that Christ gave us freely this gift of eternal life. The striving ends. We get off the spiritual treadmill of works. And the fear, it subsides. And the soul can breathe. This rest doesn't mean inactivity. It doesn't mean we become lazy in him. It speaks of our tranquility. Our spirit can rest. You still will face trials. You still will go through problems. But to live in him, you discover that the deepest rest is not in sleep, it's not in vacations, it's not in escaping and getting away from everything, but it's surrendering everything to God. See, true rest, friend, it comes from trusting that Christ is enough, that you don't need religion, you don't need anything in your life to try to give you this rest. You find it in him. So come to him today. Lay your burdens down that you were never meant to carry. You take up his yoke and you find rest in Christ Jesus. His grace is enough, and his presence is enough to quiet your soul today, no matter what you're going through. Friend, I want you to know today, we find rest in Christ Jesus. I grew up in church all of my life, and I tried my best to keep the law. I tried to be good enough so one day God would accept me, but it was never good enough. One day I discovered the grace of God, and it revolutionized my life. It changed me, friend. Now, not only do we find rest in him, but there's victory in him. This comes from chapter 16 in my book. It's called Victory in Him. And this chapter, and I deal with Romans 8:37. That's where Paul said, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And then he said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The Christian life is not meant to be lived in defeat. I've seen so many Christians who live their life in defeat. But Paul declares that in Christ, we're not meant to barely just skate by, just barely survive. No, we're meant to be more than conquerors. And that phrase means to triumph overwhelmingly, to gain a decisive victory. And the reason is not our own strength. The reason is that God loves you, friend. And we find his resurrection power at work in us as we immerse ourselves into Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, Paul, he lists a flood of trials. He talks about tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, hardships, nakedness, peril, or sword. And then he declares, none of these things can separate us from the love of Christ. I love that. Oh, the devil would love to separate you from the love of Christ, but he doesn't have that power, my friend. He doesn't have that ability because we're held in the palm of his hand. And in fact, in the very midst of those trials, we're more than conquerors through him. Notice the phrase Paul said, through him who loved us. See, victory is not found in avoiding trials. It's found in overcoming them because of Christ's love. And Paul said here in 1 Corinthians, when he said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul is celebrating the ultimate victory, that death is swallowed up in victory. And he says, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? A couple of weeks ago, I had to bury two of my church members in the same weekend. And you know what? It put a hole in my heart. And I thought, wow, I'm never going to see them again in this life. But then I began to think about what Paul said, that God gives us the victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? They're more alive now than they ever were. See, Jesus said, if you live and you believe in me, you will live even though you die, he told Martha. He who believes in me will live even though this body perishes and we die. See, victory in Christ doesn't mean that we never face trials. It means we never fight alone, and we never fight in vain. There's a reason and a purpose for every trial God allows in your life. There's a saying that I often say, nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with a purpose, and God will see me through. So whatever's facing you today, whatever you're coming against today, I want you to understand something. You find victory in Jesus Christ. And this truth, it just reframes our perspective. It changes how we look at things in life, our daily struggles. Temptations will come, but we overcome them in Christ. Trials, they may surround you today, but we endure in Him. The enemy may be roaring like a lion in your life, but he's already defeated in Christ Jesus. See, our victory, it's not measured by our feelings or our circumstances. Our victory, it's found in Christ Jesus. And to live in victory is not to deny the reality of hardships. I've seen people who are like, man, you can't speak that. You know, ignore your problem and it'll go away. No, we don't ignore it. We fight it through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we receive victory because we find it in Jesus Christ. In Him, you can stare down trials. You can stare down even death and proclaim like Paul, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And then he said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory. It's to wake up every morning knowing that no matter what this day holds, you're already more than a conqueror because, friend, you are found in Him, and that makes us victorious. I want to pray for you today, friend. Father, thank you that in Christ, we're more than a conqueror. Thank you that the victory, it's already been won, and we find it in you, Lord. I pray today for each and every person listening to this program today. Some of them are going through tremendous battles, God, and the enemy is trying to make them think they're going to fail, they're going to fall, they're going to lose. But God, we find victory today in you. And I pray today that you would just touch them, God. I pray that you would be with them and let them know that you're going to see them through. Teach me, Lord, to live not in fear of defeat, but in the confidence of triumph, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, God. Thank you for each and every one listening today. Bless them, Father. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Walk in grace, friend.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.